Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today I'm joined by Leanne Mills, I beg your pardon, the president of ZPAC. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Justine. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Well, thank you for coming back. We did this, I'm going to dob myself in.
Don't say it.
I had a technical problem the other day and she's been so kind to come back and give me a second go. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. It'll be even better this time.
Oh, and look, it's just part of working in the arts.
Absolutely. We need to rehearse a lot.
We do, we rehearse, and there's always, we can blame it on technology, but I was the person driving the technology, so I can't really blame the technology. So I've asked you along today to share with me what Snapshots from Home is all about and how this is different. So,
well, normally, Justine, our shows are held in-house at ZPAC and we love doing that, but there's a lot of people who can't come into the theatre who, for various reasons, mobility challenges, for various reasons, can't come into us. So what we've done this year, we've set up a program called ZPAC on the Move, where we create a show purely to take out into the community.
That's fantastic.
The show that was selected by the director that we selected is one called Snapshots from Home. And it came about on the 50th anniversary of the end of World War II many years ago. A play was written by Marjorie Ford based on the words of 24 men and women who grew up in Brisbane during Second World War. So these people were interviewed. She was given the transcripts, 3,000 pages, and from that she created the story Snapshots from Home. It's a one-hour play, so there's a lot of words were obviously left out, but she's captured the spirit of life in Brisbane during the Second World War for all those men and women at the time they were children growing up in that era.
Fantastic. And have you taken that out into the community already?
We have. This morning, for example, we were at Torbay Retirement Village in Harvey Bay and we performed the show to over 100 people, all in their 70s plus, a lot over 80. And they absolutely loved it. So what we do is we start off and give them a little talk about how the show developed, then we perform the show, and then at the end we give them the opportunity to share their stories. And they had the most incredible stories. You know, one lady was talking about how when there was bombing overhead in Darwin, her mother put her in the bathtub filled with water.
Wow.
You know, those sort of things. She just... Incredible. And there's a lot of sad parts of the story, but because it's 1 hour and it's moving from scene to scene really quickly, there's a sad bit and then there's a really funny bit, then there's a sad bit. And, you know, when you've been, if it's 60 years ago, you don't tend to feel the same level of sadness. You have that melancholy towards it, but you enjoy remembering.
Yeah.
And one gentleman said, I remembered every single one of those scenes. They happened to me.
Wow.
And they just loved it. There was teary eyes, but tears of joy and happiness to be reminded of things that happened. And there's songs in there, so they're all singing along.
Oh, lovely. And so we chatted a little bit before we started recording and you were mentioning to me that you don't need a lot of space from your perspective because it's only a small cast.
Exactly. We only have four in the cast. We had to be very specific for a show that we travel with. We don't want to create a burden for the places that we're going to by making demands. So all we ask for is, if possible, a stage, but we can do it on the flat, and a small area, which are the dimensions of, I'm not sure with dimensions, but I think you worked it out, Justine.
Six meters by four meters
is what we can do. We carry our own props. We have very minimal props. We don't need a dressing room to change. We can start on stage if necessary, but if there's a couple of doors to walk in, and we never leave the stage the whole show. So
right, and it only goes for an hour.
For 1 hour, yeah.
So it's just a nice short length for everyone to sit through.
It's perfect. For retirement villages, they have their morning tea, they come and watch the show, we have a chat afterwards, and then they're back in time for lunch.
Wow. So, has there been any love stories mentioned in the memoir?
There are
Ooh,
lots.
Scandal.
Well, love stories that, you know, often brokenhearted or otherwise. So there's nothing specific, like they don't mention people's names, but it's because then it becomes too too specific to people. They just
circumstances.
Yeah. At one stage, they, and I'm not giving anything away by telling that there's a little bit where they're talking about how we knitted for them and we made socks, and sometimes we put little notes in the socks. And then it went over to two soldiers marching along, and one of them's going, "Oh, there's something peculiar in my sock," and he pulls it out, and there's a little note, and he reads the note and gets all sad. So those sort of, and it jumps between scenes all the time.
It gives me goosebumps just even thinking about that, because it's hard for us in this day and age to connect to that. So, and would hate to think that we lose those memories. So what you're doing is keeping those memories alive.
Absolutely. And making value and adding value to it, showing particularly the young people the sacrifices that people had to make back then and the difficult times. I had a lady tell me a story about how this day her grandson's bird had died. So they had a little funeral. She buried the bird. When the mother came home, mother said, don't tell my child about death. That's horrible. And she said to me, you know, I was there during the war. There was bodies. There was people dying every day. You can't protect kids from war, from death. And it's so different, isn't it? And, you know, people these days don't have any exposure to that. But back in those days, it was every day.
Wow. So one other thing that we just discussed before, which I think is really important for everyone to hear, is you don't have a booked out schedule. This has just been launched. And you're looking for nursing homes to take your show to.
The idea of the show is we didn't have a set season. We're running it for 12 months.
Right.
So we just launched it at the beginning of August. We have 13 gigs lined up over the next 3 or 4 months, but we are looking for more. We have a cast. There's 4 in the cast, but there's 8 actors, and we have 2 people playing each of the roles, so we can pretty much fit in with everyone. We selected only cast members who were available during work hours, because of a lot of our venues, they want us there on a Tuesday morning or a Friday afternoon or something. So we had to have people in the cast who are available during working hours. So they work around it. There's a few that do still work, but most of them are retired.
Yeah, fantastic. So the call is being put out there, though, and we'll publish to try and get some more bookings for you.
Thank you. And Justine, I really appreciate your help with this. Thank you so much. But we don't want to just stay in Hervey Bay. We want to go to Mirrabah. We want to go to Childers. We want to go to Biggenan. We want to go, you know, down to Tyra.
Howard.
To Gympie. And we're actually even doing a show down at the Gold Coast. It's a one-off special one. So if there's some really special event and we can work it out, we will actually do it. We haven't secured any funding for this, so we do have to charge the venues a small fee.
Right, and what can I ask what the small fee is?
Well, it's not that small. It's $300.
Oh, okay.
Because the author of the play gets royalties, we have to pay the royalties for every performance. So.
Okay, but if you work that out, $300, I thought you were going to say $1,500, to be totally honest. $300, really, if you've got 100 people.
Exactly. It's not much.
It's not much at all.
And a lot of places do have a budget for it. And I know schools, they have, you know, they've paid up to $1,500 for Arts Council or something to come to them. So we're hoping that the $300 is not going to put people off. But we would like to get some grant money so that we don't have to charge the venues. But at the moment, we actually do. We're not making ZPAC. ZPAC is self-funded. We do have to make money from our shows, but because our regular shows are doing well, we don't have to make a profit on this. So we're not doing this as a money-making venture. We're doing this purely because we're a community theatre and we want to reach everybody in the community. And at the moment, we're missing out on some of them.
Yeah, that's right. So you're making it accessible. Snapshots from home. Follow out the links that I'll put on my blog and on my Facebook page, and you'll be able to find ZPAC and be able to find out more information about Snapshots from Home. Are there any other shows you'd like to mention, Leah?
Well, our regular shows, we do 5 a year, and we've had 2 so far this year, and we're coming up to our next one, which is called Miss Bilby and the Moss-Covered Cleric.
Oh, sounds like an Australian title.
It does, doesn't it? It's actually a live radio show, which is a bit different to what our normal shows, and the stage is divided into 2. On one half you have the cast, which are members of the BBC, and they all have their microphones, and they're dressed up in the 1950s, because back in the 1950s people used to listen to the radio and there'd be shows on. So we're all the actors pretending to be in the BBC acting out Miss Bilby and the Moss-Covered Cleric. On the other side of the stage, we have all the sound effects. And this is something we've never done, so it's very exciting. So when somebody's chomping through gravel, there's somebody on stage chomping through a bucket of gravel. Yeah. When somebody's on a bicycle, there's somebody on stage making the wheels of a bicycle.
Okay.
A real bicycle.
Any rude noises? You don't answer that. I can tell by you laughing.
There's lots of noises.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
So there's lots to look at, even if there's not a lot of physical action from the actors. But they're all interacting with each other too. So it's quite a Miss Marple type show. Somebody's murdered and then they're gone, and so it's a silly, funny, crazy story as well. So a lot of fun. It's running starting on August the 15th. And it's running for 2 weeks, and then we're having a couple of weeks off, and then another week.
Okay, so can turn up, have a glass of wine.
Oh, look, we have the most beautiful theatre. If you haven't been there, you really should, because we have live music before every show. So the doors open an hour before, so you can come in. We have a musician playing live. Even people like John Vivi, who's a well-known musician, he comes along to ZPAC. They all give up their time for no money, just to entertain the crowd. So people sit there, and as you said, we have a licensed bar, and so people can have a drink, they can listen to the music, they can have a chat, and then they go into the theatre to watch the show, and we have an intermission and they can get more drinks and ice creams even. We're like the cinemas.
Oh, only better.
Yeah, only much better.
Sorry, cinemas, we love you too.
Yeah. There is nothing like going into a theatre and the curtains go back and suddenly there's real people on stage performing. It just gives me a thrill.
Yeah, I can't wait to go down and see both of these shows.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So what is Miss Bilby and
the Moss-Covered Cleric.
Cleric,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so he's a reverend who's found on the side of the road. Supposedly dead, but
it's intriguing.
Makes it laugh just even following on from that. We're rehearsing at the moment Dracula,
okay,
the proper full-blown Dracula, when everyone's very excited to be in Dracula.
You've got to say that as Dracula.
Yeah, Dracula. That's it. You did very well. Should be auditioning.
Are you Dracula?
No. And we've even got people who didn't get a part in the show. They're going to be roving creatures in the foyer. So we always dress up the foyer for every show in the style. So for the radio one, there's all these microphones and things. But for that one, there'll be all these cobwebs and we're going to have these roaming people coming up and hopefully not scaring our patrons. But
that sounds
being
awesome.
Interesting. Yeah,
I have to come there on the 31st of October.
Yes, that's our Halloween night. And then at the end of the year, we've got another show which they're just finishing auditioning now, so I can tell you about that one later.
Yeah, okay. Now we'll make this a regular event,
Leanne.
Oh,
that's lovely, Justine.
If you'll have me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think what you've shared today is fantastic, and please, everyone, get on board with Snapshots from Home and the other shows from ZPAC.
Don't put it off. A lot of people just think, I must go to the theatre one day, and by the time they look it up, it's past, the show's over. So jump onto our website, www.zpactheatre.com, and look up what's on. It's very easy to book online.
Yep.
Otherwise, you can come into the theatre on a Friday morning because we have our box office open.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Leanne.
Thanks, Justine.